Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
For joining me this morning on the Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're just here to help your start your week off on the right foot. It is Monday, October 9th, and there's lots of birthdays coming up, including my big brother, Patrick Bradley, who is the engineer, who was the engineer who redesigned Lakeshore Drive. Yeah, I tell it every chance I get because it's part of Black History and you need to know. So, with that being said, more information that you need to know. As you can see, today's show is in loving memory of Denise Jordan Walker. Well, Zelda, who is Denise Jordan Walker? Well, some of you may or may not remember there was a jazz station called WNUA 95.5. And I remember the day this picture here was taken. When I scroll up just a little bit, you'll see the logo 95.5 on the bottom of it. I was her producer at the time. Actually, she had two producers, myself and Denise Jordan Walker, Dee Daniels. And you can see that picture just a little bit better there. And you can see on the bottom where it says Denise Jordan Walker, the smooth ride home. Well, sister has taken her final smooth ride. And I am honored to be a part of her story, because Denise Jordan Walker, I do believe, I think she was the second, because Yvonne Daniels was the first woman of color that was on WNUA 95.5 Smooth Jazz, and it was a rough battle. It was an experience, I'll put it like that, because they didn't see and they still don't see the value in having a woman of color, African-American, indigenous woman, hold that midday spot 10 to 2. And it's prime time. Troy Tyler will tell you all about that. And Irene Mamacita Mojica, one of my colleagues from GCI back in the day, B103. And they will tell you. Yvonne Daniels paved the way because she went through natural hell, but Denise Jordan Walker held it down. And she was I produced her show. That means back in the day when we didn't have, we didn't have social media. So what went on in the studio stayed in the studio. And I always remember Denise would always send me out to run her errands. I love it. There was a store, I don't remember the name of the store, right around where the radio station was. It was on Michigan Avenue. Oh, it still is. But there was Bockwinkles or something like that. I think it was Bockwinkles. And she'd always send me to get cherries. And she didn't want the red cherries. She wanted the pink cherries, I'll call them, because they look kind of pinkish, reddish kind of thing. And they were so good. And that's how I learned about pink red cherries, because I didn't know. All I knew was the red cherries. And these cherries were like $10 a pound then. So you could. So anyway, it was a pleasure working with her. And one of the funny things that everybody noticed who worked there, but people didn't know who she was until she showed up. They thought Denise Jordan Walker was a white girl, and they thought Denai Alexander was a black girl. It was so funny. Whenever we go out to the smooth jazz concerts, and people walk up and they shaking your hand, you Denise? I mean, you Denai? No, it was the completely opposite. So it was that was so much fun. And I hadn't even gotten on radio. I was a producer. I hadn't started working at WGCI or JPC or any of those. I was an intern. And she was a special lady, very special lady, always hold dear in my heart. Oh, and she was the publicist for Bernie Mac. Did you know that? Let me go back up there, because when you see her Facebook page, Denise Jordan Walker, you'll see Bernie Mac's Daily Motivational. She was his publicist when she left radio and she had children. So just thought I'd share that with you this morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness. Gone, but always in our hearts. We miss you. We love you, and we appreciate you. See, that's why you have to take every day as if it were your last, because one day it will be your last. And just hopefully that day isn't today. And if it is, then so be it. Thank you for spending your morning with me. I am ecstatic that you are doing that. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if you're celebrating a birthday. Patrick Bradley, my big brother, already said that. And if you are in need of prayer or for the sick and the shut-in, and those are still dealing with the after effects of the pandemic, then you need to, give thanks for that opportunity to still be here, because not everyone made it today. I'm just saying. Congratulations to my girl, Valerie Tyler, who was a runner in the Chicago Marathon. And Val is a personal trainer, motivational speaker. She ain't but this big. And that girl runs marathons. I don't know how she do it. She said one and done. She's done. I know I never did the first one anyway, because it is really hard on your body running all those miles on concrete. That's it. I remember when I was at DCIB 103, Bonnie DeShawn would run the marathon. And after her first one, she was like, girl, never again. I mean, she came to work the next day, but she really couldn't walk. And then she just, you know, had to go rest because that's a lot of jarring on the body. And we do whatever we see other people do, right? It's not always the best thing to do. I was never inclined to jog. I think I jogged one time, and I was like, I don't like this. Let me go to the gym and walk. Y'all can have all this running. I am not in a hurry. Anyway, so just wanted to share that with you. Congratulations, Val. See you at Big Whist on Tuesday, okay? And we'll talk about it then. And speaking about talking about it, raising concerns of migrants and the moving the migrants to a Munsden Park somewhere in the south side. And I saw the news where the residents are not happy. You are moving the residents, immigrants, I'm sorry, into the park field house where they have programs for the children. And parents are very upset about that, and rightfully so, because you can bring all these immigrants in, and I'm not hating on nobody, I'm just saying, you can bring in people from another country, 20,000, and what, 2,000 more came in last night. But you can't make room for the residents that are already there that have programs for their children. That's not right. So, Mayor Johnson, you got some work to do. In case you didn't see Viata's show last night, Soul Purpose Healing. This country needs a healing because we are just in the midst of madness and we're just blaming fingers everywhere. And peace is the answer. We got to find some peace somewhere. You know, that's what we talk about on our Sunday morning call. Anyway. All of that coming up and more. My guest today is Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. He is the founder of this organization that helps us see how we need to continue to be together as a people, because until we do that, we're going to continue to have the issues that we have, and that's just a fact of life. So he'll be joining us at 8:30. If you're listening online, we'd thank you for sharing this morning. You can let us know what city, state, or country, continent, or planet you're watching us from. And you can call in after the 7:30 hour. If you're watching us live on our Facebook and YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And a special thanks to Andrew Nelson Bay, a regular caller, who on the Female Solution, who came by and dropped off more sweet potato pies. They're not sweet potato pies. Bean pies. I'm sorry. Bean pies. And no, I didn't taste any of those. I had enough for the last one. I don't need pie all the time. So we will share that information as well as information on how you are going to get out and about today. Traffic and Weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner and you have needs, supplies, cars, travel, you name it, we've done it, go to itex.com and type in the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A, so that you can get that $100, that $100 bonus to go shopping right away, because anything you can buy anywhere else, you can buy it here too. So get ready for your traffic and weather, brought to you by iTex. And as we take a look, no reported delays on Metro or CTA on the expressways. There's another story. It is Monday morning madness, right? Madness on the expressways. Inbound on the Kennedy Lawrence Avenue, there's a crash. Expected a delay 41 in, 26 out. On the Edens, another hot mess, 25 in. That earlier mess has been cleaned up, 21 out. On the Eisenhower, crowded as usual, 42 in and 25 out. On the Stevenson at 31st Street from Harlem to Midway, there's a crash. And also at Pulaski, there's a stalled semi-truck. It is a huge delay. Expect to be late wherever you're going if you're on the Stevenson this morning. 19 minutes on the reverse and 25 in. On the Dan Ryan, 16 in, 11 out. And on the Bishop Ford, 11 in and 9 out. And on DuSable, Lakeshore Drive. Excuse me. In which the engineer of redesigning the S-curve in Lakeshore Drive was done by my big brother, Patrick Bradley. And that is 10 minutes in and 9 minutes on the reverse. And that's your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. Be sure and go to the website and get your $100 bonus and start shopping right away. But you got to say Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A. Okay, be sure and share that. And now, excuse me, if you have been eating a little bit too much, or drinking a little bit too much, then you might want to go to diabeticdonut.com so you can get a taste of this lovely drink that I drink every morning, and which you can reverse type 2 diabetes. If I did, it took a year, but it can be done. So you cannot say, well, I didn't know, now you know, so share that with somebody. As a matter of fact, go to the website. It's free. Don't charge a dime. I just want you to know that you don't have to stay on those pills the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Because they're killing you. Slowly but surely. Yeah, I said it. If I can do it, anybody can do it. So go to diabeticdonut.com. You'll be glad you did. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And my computer is about to go out. Glad I looked up, because you'd have been sitting up here talking. I'm sorry. Gotta get the cord back here. You'd have been looking like, where's the hell to go? Computer cut off. That's what happened. Forgot to plug it up. Just happen to look up. All right, divine order, because I want you to enjoy this experience today. And why is it not on? That means it must have fell out. So let me do a promo. Excuse me. Right quick, and we'll be right back. So now I've got the computer to keep the computer from cutting off. We can proceed with your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So you know what that means. Sit back, relax, and get ready to have an experience that you only you can have in the comfort of your own home or wherever you are when you are stressed out. And all we simply do is breathe in and breathe out. Well, how can that help me in stress? Well, I can show you better than I can tell you, okay? So let us begin the process by simply stretching those arms and moving from side to side. We're doing a little higher learning hip roll here. Because you know how when a cat gets up in the morning, they stretch? Oh, we need to do the same thing to wake those organs up. Not that they're asleep, but they've been resting. And we simply move around. Move those shoulders backwards and forward and just stretch. Oh, I'd like to turn around in my high back chair and stretch the middle. Yeah, so you know your intestines, your liver, lungs, spleen, all that good stuff. Get a good little ringing this morning because you turn it around. Oh, yeah, and it feels good. That feels delicious. Well, all right. And we simply begin the process of breathing in through the nose and blowing out through the mouth. Real simple. So let's do it together. And from time to time, you'll hear a little noise like this. And that is to remind you to keep breathing because your mind has a tendency to wander. It wants to know, you know, your to-do list, the kids, your job, studying, all of that. So this is simply a reminder to get back and focus on the breath because you want to focus on your chest. Expanding. If your chest is not moving, if you're just breathing like this, that's not going to get it. You have to breathe deep to have this experience. And you may not get it this time if you're not breathing. So you got to breathe deep. Just remember, with every inhale, in through the nose, feeling that chest expand and then blow it out. Inhale deeply. Hold it. Oh, you should have felt that already because I was feeling every time I take a deep breath and exhale. Once more, inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. I'm drinking this hot tea and I'm sweating like a pig, but it feels so good. Inhale deeply. Hold it. We give thanks for the power of the breath. We continue to breathe in and to breathe out through the nose, knowing that all is well in our world despite the appearances, the illusion of drama, suspense, negativity. That's why we breathe in. Hold it. And we blow it out. Now keep breathing in and breathing out, and you should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids is the only thing that you should be looking at as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. As we give thanks for the power of the breath and how it can heal us in times of chaos and confusion, we simply continue to breathe in and hold it and breathe out. As we bring that breath to the top of the head, feeling the energy of the breath moving down through the forehead, the face, the chin, and the breath landing on the shoulders, we breathe out and we breathe in. We give thanks that the power of that breath moves down through our shoulders, our arms as we move, think, and breathe as we breathe in. Giving thanks for the power of the breath moving through the heart, liver, lungs, spleen, spine, stomach, and all the systems. All 16 of the systems, in which I do not know all of the names, but I know about the digestive system, the assimilation system, and the elimination system, where we keep things flowing smoothly. And if they're not flowing smoothly, there's a chance you may be constipated. That's why we take Nopalina and sea moss. And I just made some yesterday. And if you look on my Instagram page, Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U on Instagram, you'll see it. So see it on my TikTok page on Zelda Speaks as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending love, light, and energy via the breath down through the hips and the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, give those knees or whatever part of your body needs some love this morning. Yes, pay attention to the signs. They are there for a reason. As we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the heel and the instep. And the toes, yes, feel free to wiggle those toes because somebody somewhere can't wiggle their toes. So give thanks as we breathe in. Bringing the energy back up from the toes to the feet to the ankles and back up the legs to the knees as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, we give thanks. Sending more love, light, and energy back up through those thighs and the hips and the buttocks. Are you breathing? Or are you watching? If you want to feel good, this is your feel-good experience because when you're breathing in and breathing out, you are telling your body that I am preparing you for the chaos that's coming. So when it does come, you're not like, oh, you simply what? You simply breathe in. And chances are that that breath will carry you and take you to a place where you need to be in peace. As we breathe in and as we breathe out. As we breathe in, bringing all that energy back up through the shoulders and the arms, and we stretch, and the neck, and we take these two fingers, and we massage with the thumb the back of the neck. That's where the vagus nerve is, running all up the top of your head and the bottom. Mm-hmm. And feel free. This is where I hold my stress, so I use my fingers to massage myself. Can't get to a massage therapist? Do it yourself until you can get there. But honey, ain't nothing like a good massage as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, as we take our long last inhale deeply, and as we exhale, bring the head forward and slowly rotate the head to the left, slowly, slowly. I want you to feel the stretch in the neck. You should just be getting around to the back. Slow down. Moving over too fast, and you want to bring it around to the front. Head up. Inhale deeply. Bring the forehead down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate to the right. Slowly, slowly around to the back. Yeah, feel that stretch. Don't be in a hurry. Yeah, be one with the one, and that one is you as you bring your head back around. Head up. As we inhale and as we exhale, look to the left as far as you possibly can. Bringing the head back. Inhale deeply. And looking to the right as far as you possibly can. Ooh, yeah, feel that stretch in the left side of the neck. Yeah, that feels good. And exhale. Inhale once more. Giving thanks that we are always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. And just sit with that for a moment and breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Because what you have done now is armed yourself with the power that you were given. And that power lies within you. And they don't want you to have that power. Because when you spend some time with you in quiet, that's where the answers come from. From all of the questions that you have, the answers are in here, in the breath. And when you take the time to spend the first 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 minutes in the morning, I spend an hour because that's when all the answers come, because you're listening and you're open and receptive. You haven't been tainted by the news and all the drama that's going on in the world. Excuse me, so you simply arm yourself, as Dr. Maya Angelou would say, with the power of the presence in which you choose to call, whatever you choose to call it, God, Allah, Spirit, Omnipresence, Jehovah, Jireh, just whatever you call it, just call on it and ask it and give thanks for it to show you the way. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you've shared it. And if you want to see more, go to my Instagram page, Zelda Speaks, the number 2, and the letter U, and there's also a 2 me. Don't ask me how that happened, because I don't know. Anyway, go check that out. You'd be glad you did. And check out my TikTok page, too. I did that for the youth, because we have the youth project, and I'll talk about that in a little bit, but right now I want to show you the information from one of the reasons why we do this blog, and that is to help those who cannot help themselves, who have difficulty helping themselves, I should say. And one of the things that we do here at the Higher Learning Network is to help the homeless, and that comes in the form of feeding them. When we get donations, we're always asking for donations, which are tax deductible. And this is just our page, hln.homeless.project. So you can go there and see it. And I've got to update it. I know I'm a little bit behind. You know, I don't work like y'all work. I can't stay on the computer all day. It's too much. 5G is killing us, so we don't even know it. But anyway, I digress. So that's just some of the work that we do. I want to share that with you. And be sure and check out my drumming at Jamaica in Georgia a week ago today. You know, I've always wanted to go to Jamaica. So I said jamming in Georgia. Who needs to go to Jamaica when you got Georgia? So I was at the home of our Tuesday morning host, Reverend Dr. Jody Susan. And I'm sitting here in her backyard drumming, and it was such an experience. Can I just share a little bit with you?
Here in Jamaica, Georgia. Georgia on my mind. And my host, Jody Susan, and Susan Citrus, Reverend Dr. Jody Susan. She purchased a drum, and I've always wanted to be a drummer. So this is my chance to drum. And she bought this drum, and she named it Selma. And I was like, no, I got to play this drum.
Okay, that's enough of that, but I just wanted you to see that. So you can go to our Instagram. Actually, it's on hln.homeless.project. So when you go there, you will see that. And if you can find it in your heart to be a donor, a tax-deductible donor, that is, you can get not only credit for that, but just to know that you are humane and you have helped others help themselves. So this is the information here on your screen. Cash App, Zelda Speaks, the number 2. Venmo, we accept for Higher Learning Network NFP, and for Zelle, you can text me at 312-383-9749. And I will send you that information because I don't want to put that out over the year. But this is for the others. Oh, and for PayPal, higherlearningnw@yahoo.com. So thank you in advance for those donations to help feed the homeless. We go to McDonald's or whatever they ask for, we get them because we know it's not the best. But when you're in survival mode, you need something. And if somebody's bringing you something, you really don't care. You just want to eat. So thank you in advance for those donations. It is 7:34. Oh, my goodness, girl, you've been talking a minute. It is time for your first commercial break. And we will be back with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. And you stay close as I share with you the winner from last month's Teen Talent Contest, and that would be Ray Khan. So check it out.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, what's up, guys?
I did not mean to play that. I meant to play the winner. His name is Raycon Youssef, and your teams can participate too, so get them involved.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. That is not what I meant to do. Here you go, yo.
These are talented teams. Are you ready to showcase your skills and potentially win cash prizes and scholarships? We're excited to announce our global virtual team talent contest, where you can enter by submitting a one-minute video with a unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a one-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Share the video on TikTok. Include the hashtag global virtual team talent contest. 3. Tag 3 friends who also have amazing talent. Submit your video by the deadline. We can't wait to see all of the amazing talent that you have to offer. Remember to be creative and have fun with it. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait. Start filming and good luck.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
And rising. And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV show. As you can see there on the screen, it is the global virtual, it's Instagram.com Teen Talent Contest every fourth, last Saturday of the month. So if you go there to that page and like it subscribe to it, we greatly appreciate it. And share this with your teens in your community, because if you want to start, I have your teens in the contest. They can simply do that by going to emailing us their demo, their one-minute demo via YouTube channel, and they can send that to hlntvshow@gmail.com. It is 7:40. Where has the time gone already? You can stop right here and get ready to have an experience unlike any other as we welcome our co-host this morning, and that would be Brother Lionel Abdul Haq of Community Cultivation. You have seen him here, and well, you haven't seen him, but you have heard him here, and the work that he does is simply phenomenal. Let us go to the phone lines and welcome Brother Lionel Hock of Community Cultivations. Brother Lionel, welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. Thank you so very much for joining us here this morning.
All praise are due to the Most High. I thank you once again for the opportunity to share what Allah has blessed me with, and to try to help us to move out of darkness into light in these troubled times.
Amen. Just a little applause we wanted to share this morning to show how much we appreciate you. Because there's so much chaos and confusion going on in the world as we are celebrating Indigenous Day. Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm looking at the news this morning, Lionel, and what do I see going down? They said the parade going down at Columbus Day Parade going down Michigan Avenue. I said, now, they know that it is Indigenous Peoples Day, but they are still lying to us, telling us the Columbus Day Parade. Why is that? Why do we accept all the lies that we've been told? So that is the topic of discussion, because the lies that we've been told, we're sharing them with others. But as of today, as Ayala Van Zant would say, until today, because you're going to hear the truth, and Brother Lionel always brings the truth. Is that correct, Lionel?
All praise due to Allah. I think these, I would like very much to have to ask, you know, you to indulge me for a moment with a brief moment of silence that we could, because these are very serious times that we are in, and the things that are going on today are really very, very, very serious. And I think we need to begin this discussion, especially what's going on in the world today, with a moment of silence where each of us can pray in our own way, sincerely asking our Creator, however we understand our Creator, to intervene on our behalf so that we can rise to a better place in dealing with these circumstances that have been stewing for quite some time. They didn't just happen. And in our discussion, we can get into more detail, but I think it's all connected to the idea of whether or not we are sincere in our quest for guidance. And then, you know, this is what I think we should start off with, a sincere prayer, everyone in his own way, a brief moment of silence that we can call on our Creator and ask for help, ask for the divine intervention in these troubled times. So could we do that for just a brief moment of silence,
yes,
please?
Yes.
Please.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
really appreciate that. I think it'll make a difference. Especially in the context of this discussion about Indigenous Peoples Day, because what's going on in the world has a lot to do with that. What happened to the Native American people has happened to other people as well, in the sense that the idea of imperial authority, the idea of being better than somebody else, the idea of being superior to other human beings is at the root of all injustice and all tyranny and man's inhumanity to man. And until we get real, as the young people say, and recognize, as the young people say, that we have been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray, and get serious in our quest and our desire for guidance, true guidance, and then have the strength to follow that guidance, we are going to get exactly what we got coming, which is you reap what you sow. And mm-hmm. if you're not following sincerely guidance from God that you know is about equality and justice and not just putting some group over another one because they have a better relationship with God, a closer relationship with God according to them, this is insanity. And we have an opportunity to, as always in the past, these things have happened. The rise and fall of nations throughout history clearly shows a pattern of misinformation, exploitation of people, and then that require they be degenerated, that their intelligence, that their moral character be undermined to the point where they cannot act outside of the habits that they have formed and the behavior that they have habitually followed.
And we have been following since the beginning of time because we are so heavily indoctrinated that we don't believe the truth when we hear it.
When you see, you know, if you the failure to study history is not an accident. The influence of carnal appetites, carnal behavior, food, fun. These things that are so pervasive in the modern world were also pervasive in Rome. They were also pervasive in ancient Greece. These are consistent patterns that degenerate the character of people. And things like good prayer, things like doing good deeds, helping the poor, those build good character. So the rise of foolish behavior and gambling and witchcraft and magic are things that degenerate human character. And the reality of where we are today is the result of how we've been slowly stripped of our human intelligence, our moral character, in the name of fun.
And fun has just taken over and taken us to places that we don't want to be and keep us there longer than we need to be there. Because we haven't.
Well, we can always change. We can always. It is within our power in any moment, as you have often said in your opening comments. And one of the things I love about what you do is how you continually bring people to the reality that we have the power to do something different at any moment. And it begins with our being sincere in our quest for what is true and what is right.
Mm-hmm.
And you also talked about earlier about the sales. I'm listening to the commercial where you're talking about the cells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cellular structure of the human body and all living things begins microscopically, but there's a spiritual entity that is moving the material. And that spiritual entity is a connection with the divine. And all the cells, they say the stem cells, can form into any part or any organ of the body. They can become the brain, they can become the feet, they can become the heart. But the stem cells go first, and they have a mission. They have a purpose to fill the gap and do what is necessary. And we have to become like the cells of the body.
Yes.
The human family has to become like the cells of the body. And we have to be willing to do what is necessary to make the process continue to grow and function according to the will that's in the Creator that set this whole thing in motion. We didn't set it in motion. It wasn't the material that set the process in motion. It was the spirit within that moved the formation of the stem cells to do what they do. And we have to, and humanity, when we start putting one group above another, the idea of being superior to and better than is what is at the core, the root, the vain idea of being better than, superior to, is at the root of all evil. Not money. It's the idea that I deserve more than you. Or you going to be the one to go to war, and we don't go to war. This group of people don't fight wars. Y'all fight the wars. We start them, but you go fight them. That's
right.
Inequality. That kind of injustice and inequality is what is at the root of all evil. And we have to eliminate it by saying there's only one God, and he's not a man, he's not a group of men. And we have to start to understand and really appreciate all of the different religious teachings that have come to us throughout the history of the world and apply sincerely our effort to get the best out of it.
And that's what you say about being sincere. You cannot, and thank you for that, because it is not like that was my intention. That is the intention of the universe, to speak through all of us as we continue to do the work that is necessary in order to bring us to where we need to be on this planet. So, excuse me, I thank you for that, but I also thank you for being a student of learning yourself, because it is in the study, it is in the learning. That's what I always talk about in first thing in the morning. You spend the first 5-10 minutes up to an hour or two with yourself. You are the one with the one. You are the one that you've been waiting for. So when you tap into that first thing in the morning, or whenever you tap into it, that's when you will begin to understand, and have a different kind of experience. So this is a collective process. We cannot do this on our own. We've been trying to do things on our okay, I'm speaking for myself now. Been trying to do things on my own forever, and that's not how it works.
Unity is the key. And
yes.
respect for the divine is what will bring us all together. If we respect the reality that if we maintain a character that is of a servant seeking to share and to gain more understanding, then we can cooperate with each other much better. If I'm trying to put myself as being greater than you or better than you, to the extent that I want to be glorified and put you down, that is at the root of all evil. This vain idea of being better than and superior to. Because only God is superior. There is only one superior. That is the Creator, Allah, Yahweh, the Jehovah, the Creator of this universe, whose will started this whole thing in motion and will see thy will be done. It's going to happen. And I think it's futile and a waste of energy and time for us to continue to allow vain ideas of superiority and better than keep us from cooperating and working together.
And working together is what we must continue to do if we are to make this happen. And we can happen. It's happening now. It may be slowly. We may not be seeing it, but it's happening. because it's in the consciousness. And once we begin to think differently, we will act differently. And that's crucial.
And it's important not to continue to act according to ideas and behavior that we have followed blindly. Not having a disciplined spirit, not having respect for discipline is a problem. It is a foolish problem. It is a problem that fools have. It is a problem that children have. Not having respect for and the disposition to maintain a sober, sincere, thinking frame of mind, and not to get so excited to the point where you emit a spirit of contempt, hatred, violence, that is important. And this fun mentality, this social disease of foolish behavior, fanaticism, is at the root of our inability to cooperate and to even do what our best instincts tell us. And we have to grow up. We have to stop being children. We have to get real. Fantasy, illusion, magic, foolishness have got to be put under control. We have to do it in ourselves, and we have to encourage it in others.
And one of the ways to do that is to continue to share the information that we have been given, that we are sharing, and others like us who are sharing, so that we can continue to do this together. Because at some point, we have to ask ourselves the question, we got to stop pointing the finger and point it here and ask the question, what am I doing to contribute to the collective consciousness?
And when you look at the collective influence of sport and play, foolishness, drunken behavior, a behavior that involves alcohol, drugs, and wild, foolish, let it all hang out mentality, that is a problem. That is a serious problem. Especially when you understand that it is driven by an appetite of a few to exploit the many.
Excuse me. It is.
So getting real is a powerful, powerful prophetic idea that has been generated through the hip-hop movement and is worldwide. Just the idea that this saying, get real, is so pervasive, is a divine blessing in itself. Because all we have to do is get real, and we can change this situation overnight. All we have to do is get real and be sincere in our desire to know what is real, as for what we have been told is real, it could make a big difference.
And that's what we're here for.
We can change this situation overnight, to yesterday, if we would just be sincere and get real. The truth will set you free. Lies and BS will make a fool out of you and take you to your grave, an early grave, and hell beyond the grave, because you will not have cultivated your soul.
And until you do that, you will continue to have the issues that we currently have, and that's what we do. Oh, my goodness, the lines are lit up. We're going to take our first commercial break, and we will be right back with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. You stay close. And we'll take your calls at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Rising, and thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And for those who are on the switchboard, I know you can't see it, but for those who can, if you're online, you can see that today's show is dedicated to the loving memory of radio personality Denise Jordan Walker, the smooth jazz queen, who made her transition this past Friday. I share the story with you on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I was her producer at the now-defunct station. It was called WNUA 95.5, and it was so funny. I talk about the many incidents where we were on location and for the radio station, and people always thought she was a white girl, and they thought Denai Alexander was a black girl. It was so funny. But I just wanted to share that with you, so feel free to go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, as we continue the conversation on Monday Morning Mindfulness with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, as we are discussing the Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day and truths that are revealed. And we've been lying to each other for a very long time, lying to ourselves, I should say. If you want to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. We take a call, 312-632. You are live on Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Admiral Nelson Bay from Chicago.
Andrew Nelson Bay, thank you so much for calling in this morning. And thank you for those beautiful bean pies that you left for the homeless. We really appreciate that. And I'm so proud to say that I did not eat any of the pie this time. But the last
one,
they were delicious.
Lionel Abdul-Haq,
believe please be with you.
We need to demand of the Pope of Rome, who currently is Francis, to rescind those papal bulls issued by Pope Alexander VI during the time that Cristobal Colon, circa 1492, came to America, you know, en route to India, as it were. You know, that is the one thing. There is a Roman Catholic prelate by the name of Archbishop Vigano, V-I-G-A-N-O. And I would suggest that someone go to him, perhaps myself and Cam Howard of and Cobra, and we tell him that we demand that the Pope of Rome be made to rescind those papal bulls, these doctrines of discovery. And that is the key to everything.
Okay. And thank you so much for sharing that information, Lionel. Do you have any comments on that?
I don't know that much about it. But I know the you know, the idea of white supremacy is deeply rooted in Catholicism, the Roman Catholic idea of God incarnate is a fundamental idea that feeds and supports the idea of supremacy, white supremacy, because they changed the, you know, they portrayed Jesus as a white man, and they portrayed the angels as all white. And they projected those images as a means of indoctrination. The idea of having no graven images that attempt to portray the divine is an old idea. It's not new. The idea that God is not supposed to have an image is an old idea. It's not new. And for people to have images that they worship as God is something that has been subtly imposed with a great deal of imagery and indoctrination. And the indoctrination was preceded by enslavement, captivity and enslavement, and then indoctrination to the idea that there was a God in the flesh and to be worshipped. And this is fundamentally against what the story of Abraham is about. Long before Jesus, the idea of idols has been destroyed and defunct a long time ago. And yet people still have idols, and they follow idols, and we have American idols and all kind of idols. And this is not an accident, nor is it inconsistent with the kind of hedonistic downfall that brought Rome down, that brought Greece down, and that has brought down a number of other civilizations who followed that same pattern of behavior of exploiting people through their carnal appetites, making people foolish to the point where being drunk and having fun overrides common sense, where witchcraft, magic, was a greater sensation than dealing with reality. It was escapism, and that kind of escapism is fed to people in their infancy, and it carries on into their adulthood. It keeps them from becoming real adults and maintains in them such an appetite for foolishness that they cannot mature intellectually. and spiritually. And that's the purpose of introducing those ideas.
And it has worked very well since birth. As you said, since we have been indoctrinated since birth. I think back to how when I was a child, I was living with an aunt, and they went to church 7 days a week. And I can't tell you what they did the other 6 days. But it is that kind of programming that keeps us where we are, because when we hear the truth, we don't even believe it. So how do you
and
move forward?
Fear, and the influence of fear helps to drive that. None of these situations that we've described, these ancient civilizations that have risen and fallen, they also incorporated a great deal of fear.
Mm-hmm.
In their population. Rome had people crucified along the road leading to Rome. As you come into Rome, you come across people hanging on crosses. These were people who were punished, who violated the laws of Rome. So when you come into Rome, if you're a visitor, you get the message right away that
yeah.
if you mess with Caesar, if you mess with this, if you don't follow the web, if you don't do as the Romans do, you could be on that cross.
Yes.
You may not come out of there. You may not come out of there in one piece. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, this is all part of the indoctrination process. It don't happen. The left hand is the magic and the foolishness. The right hand is the fear and intimidation. The left-right combination of fear and foolishness. Batman and the Joker are the realities of what operate the dualism that operate in the world to keep people from ever rising above infancy and childhood into a mature adult consciousness.
And it has worked over the centuries, and it is still working as we speak today.
But it ain't going to last. I mean, it's almost predictable. You
because
can see the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah,
you can
see
the signs that
yes.
people are at a point where they cannot be governed in the state. This is unsustainable,
right.
in the words of Brother Barack Obama. This mm-hmm. is unsustainable. And either you're going to crash this situation and start all over with something new, or you're going to get real, as the young people say, and recognize, as the young people say, that we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray, and get real about finding out what the truth is. And
truth.
Certainly we have to stop being so foolish. We have
Amen.
To stop being so foolish. We have to get rid of the magic in our mindset and start to pray and ask God for help.
Amen. Because it's
sincerely,
not gonna
sincerely. And then do the works that we know will please God as a sign that we for real. Don't just talk. You got to get out and do the work.
Amen. And not everybody wants to do the work.
No. Some of the biggest talkers are the ones. I was reading from Ben Franklin's Poor Richard's Almanac, where he was talking about one of the things that he used to say in there was that people who argue about religion, very, very few of them practice it. I say, man, that was so powerful.
Oh,
if
wow.
you don't practice, if you don't practice it, how can you be an authority? How can you speak with any real, authority? You don't practice it. You haven't practiced it. You don't even study those who do practice it.
Right.
You don't quote them. You don't talk about the piece of the character. You talk about Harry Potter.
Right.
You want to put Harry Potter up. You want to put the magic. You want to put the illusion. Get it
right.
Easy, the easy way. You don't want to work. You want to
right.
Get it easy. And that undermines good character when you don't want to work. All of these things have been cultivated into the mind of American people, of the people of the modern world, to the extent that it is the most pervasive influence in the world. The appetite for foolishness, magic, illusion, the easy way. Get it for free. Don't want to do nothing. That is not a mindset of a mature adult. That's not the way to do it. That's the Donald Trump mentality.
Okay.
And that's the mentality that has been at the root of much of the business operations in the modern world, especially
right.
gambling. Gambling
yes.
has become such a pervasive influence that I don't see how you can really believe that anything that happens in the sports world is on the level that is strictly just based on people doing their best to win and being supportive of the ones who don't. It's got too much money involved. The greater the stakes of the game, the more evil, the more deceitful the game becomes.
Yeah,
and people...
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say people don't recognize it's such a subtle influence that gambling is a bad bet. And the fact that they never tell you how much money they're taking in, because if you knew, you would be horrified.
Yeah.
Because what does all that money go?
Right.
Except to people who are using gambling as a way to exploit the masses of people.
And it's being exploited because another Medina Temple has been converted into a casino. With all the chaos and confusion going on, we need another casino. Really?
Well, you know, because the whole idea of Medina Temple, Medina was the first state of this of Islam. That when Prophet Muhammad was driven out of Mecca and his followers, they were taken in Medina, and it became the first Islamic state. The Medina Temple is associated with the Masons and the Shriners. Those who use Islamic images as part of their overall identity and secret society as a statement against the state of Islam, the concept of Islamic life is not represented by the Masons and the Shriners. What they represent is actually a denigration of what Prophet Muhammad established. And for that temple, for that Medina temple to now be a gambling casino, although they say it's temporary, I don't think so. For it to be the first one in Chicago to be established is named after the first state of Islam. I think it's a very profound degradation of a powerful idea. But
wow.
people knew more about who Prophet Muhammad was and what he established, which is why I rail so much against the teachings of the Nation of Islam, because they are not consistent with what Prophet Muhammad established. So what they're doing is just like what the Masons and the Shriners are doing. They wear a hat, they use the trappings, they even say Assalamu Alaikum, but they're not Muslim. They're not representing the Muslim way of life. And by misrepresenting it, they take people away from what it really is.
We've got some comments here, Lionel. Viata's Tiny House Village says, most religious people are hypocritical. You ain't never lied. She said, also said, the Vatican repudiates doctrine of discovery, which was used to justify colonialism, March 30th, 2023, at 1:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for that, Beata. If you didn't see the show last night on Soul Purpose Healing, do yourself a favor and go back and listen to it. I just love Sunday nights. My Sunday nights are always spent listening to the show because it makes you think, and it goes in alignment, Lionel, with exactly what we're talking about, how we have been so indoctrinated with fear. Fear is what keeps us in a place we don't want to be longer than we want to be there. She also says, Grand Rising Sister, proud of you. Those bean pies are hard to resist. I read recently that the Pope rescinded the doctrine of discovery. Wonder if Nelson knows more about that. Well, I'm sure if he does, he will call in and share that. And we'll take more of your calls at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak if you'd like to comment. But it appears that things are in alignment with the plan that they have for us, but they don't know, Lionel, that there is a power stronger than their greed and their fear to keep us in place, so to speak, if I could use that word.
You know, I'm still working on that review of the Impossible Mission. The more I work on it, the more it comes to me to work on, to do to it. And I'm a perfectionist. I just got to keep tinkering it until I get it right.
Oh.
But the idea of the Mission Impossible is the idea of thwarting the will of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, is a reality that was spoken many aeons ago. That the word, the very will of God being expressed in the term be, and it is. That is what started this process. And the consistency that we see throughout the universe, from the atom, the smallest one cell being, to the universe, the nebulous of stars being formed. That we go back, the further you go back, the more you see of a process that has lots of consistencies constantly evolving to where we are now. That's not an accident. that suggests a plan, that suggests a direction, that suggests a will that is operating in the universe. And from the biggest nebula to the single cell being, they all operate on a similar pattern of behavior. That suggests God. And so you can't stop this. And I think it's only those who are influenced more by their personal ambition, their vainglorious ideal to want to be better, that can be motivated to do some of the terrible things to deceive and exploit other human beings for their own advantage. We got to root that out.
Yes, we do. And if you would like to share your opinions this morning, we'd love to hear from you at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We got some calls here. 314-677, you are live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bianchi.
Bianchi, Columbus Day Rising.
How you doing? It was Columbus Day. Columbus voyages was voyages of exploration, not discoveries.
Okay.
And the contention of someone using a designation of indigenous to a landmass is really mythical, because no one knows who or what group of human beings came to any landmass, probably other than Africa, because it was no recordings. And when the Asians came across the Bering Straits down the coast of what's now California, on down into Mexico, where they fought with the Mayans, they was doing the same thing that they claimed that's going on to them. So look at the Shawnee when they supported the British in fighting the American. Well, when the British lost, then the Shawnee, who was collaborated with the British, they had to pay the cost. That's the way things happen, whether it's in the insect world, whether it's in the biological world with viruses that are trying to invade your body, or with what we call human beings.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that comment. We appreciate that, Bianchi. 515.
Thank you.
Thank you. 515-695-9325. Press 1 to speak. 312-523. You're live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 312-523. You're live on the air.
Yeah. Good morning, Miss Elda. I didn't recognize my number. I never call myself. This is Dr. G. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. My co-host, Lionel Abdul-Haq, on the line with us today.
Okay. Good morning.
You.
It's great. Yeah. Thanks for giving the opportunity. You know, I just wanted to do a little kind of a shout-out for Unity this morning. As we all know, we're having, another humanitarian crisis on top of the ones we're already experiencing in our city for many of our neighbors in different neighborhoods that have been disinvested, the homeless, the mental ill that are on the streets, the people who have poor schooling in the, you know, public school system, and, many folks that live in unhoused or are not housed because of low income or poverty, right? And yet we're now focusing on the humanitarian crisis of the migrants who have been brought to us, in my opinion, by geopolitical and corporate investment in other countries, exploitation perhaps of workers, making them think we come to the land of milk and honey in the USA, right? And or even corporations, as has been reported by Mr. Dr. Gonzalez recently from UIC, who is a researcher, that, you know, a lot of the corporations are even moving populations in different countries in the global south in order to get cheap labor. So, I mean, all of these kind of things, you know, coalesced here. And now we're having an influx of what they're predicting to be 25 buses from the south that are being shipped. I live in the Pilsen area. I'm an immigrant myself, as you know. And, we banded together, neighbors, to help out because we see babies sleeping on cardboard boxes, if they're lucky, on the police station, which was an emergency solution to at first bring them inside. And that's, of course, not going to be working out. We have 23 public city shelters, and now there is a discussion about putting a tent city on the south side of Chicago. Now we're having, of course, a lot of people being upset, and understandably so. We also have immigrants that have been here for a long time, undocumented as well, who are not being coddled, and I don't want to say that the new people who are coming are having it easy. I've been in the police stations, in the street, talked with them, looked at the shelters. I mean, there are a lot of problems because we are contracting things out. There's, in my opinion, little quality control. So it's not that we're, providing this haven. We're providing the necessity to have them survive until we can figure out what to do. That long sentence ending, it is a federal problem. We have an immigration issue, and we need to address it, and we need to take care of our people that are as much affected by all of these ills of our society, right, especially in Chicago. And in order to do that, we have to come together because we have to do advocacy for all of us. This is not only about one group
for another. This is about all people. We have 55 or 56,000 counted homeless. Okay, who are they, right?
Right.
We're doing a lot for them, but not enough, obviously, or we wouldn't have that many on the streets. These are not even people counting that are doubling up in houses with their friends and family. So, you know, I mean, we know the issues, and it's overwhelming for our local elected officials. I get it. But we also have resources and assets in the very people that are coming and in the very people that are here. And we need to think of more innovative solutions to get them involved in, you know, creating space and creating unity and creating trainings or whatever is needed that are efficient, you know, that are effective too, that really help us build our city. Black folks aside, the city is one of immigrants. Black folks weren't really immigrants because they were made to come here, right? But yet they're citizens, and they have just as much a right to be treated well as anybody else. That doesn't even have to be said. But they also have skills. I'm going to say something that may get me in trouble. I've never seen so much efficiency as I see with the black church ladies when it comes to creating solutions to immediate issues in their neighborhoods, right? And we have caring folks among all of us, and we need to stop the hatred or the xenophobia or the racism and come together and try to find solutions, because I think we can.
Amen.
I know I took a lot of time. I had to get it off my mind.
Well, thank you so very much for calling in and for sharing that, because we need to know exactly what you just said. I appreciate that, Dr. G. And for those who are watching online, if you go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, you scroll down and you'll see where it says volunteers needed to help arrivals file for TPSI. I don't know what that is.
Temporary protection, so that they can apply for work papers.
Say that again. Temporary protective services, did you say?
A temporary protective status, and that means it gives the authorization by our bureaucratic system of immigration to then eventually have them get working papers. And I think that should also apply for the people who've already worked in this country and been here a while. There's no reason. And it should also apply to, you know, whatever work training programs we have, which oftentimes, I said, ineffective, because, you know, they get funded, publicly funded often. And then if you work for 90 days, that constitutes success for the organization that has trained them. I don't think that's success, you know. So it should, you know, we should look at how we can include all people in our workforce. And for those who don't have the appropriate legal papers, all of them should be included in that, not just the newcomers.
I agree. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that information. For those who want to get involved, it's a free workshop with legal volunteers filling out applications for that work authorization for the Parthenon Shelter. It's taking place where UIC Student Services Building, 1200 West Harrison, on October 14th, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you'll see that information on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Thank you so much, Dr. G. We greatly appreciate that. As we take our last commercial break, we'll be right back here with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Kemp Community Cultivations. And we'll take your calls. We see you. 314, we'll be right back. Stay close.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
And rising. And thank you for joining us back here in the last half hour of the Monday Morning Mindfulness as we are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. Truths Revealed, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. But let me remind you that thank you for all of your calls and emails and requests. Yes, we are still teaching podcasting to the Betty Shabazz students, Betty Shabazz International Charter School students on the south side of Chicago. And we're always getting requests, okay, you're teaching the children, well, we're adults, we got a message, we want to send one out. So we've made up a flyer and we've done some work and put together a program for the adults as well. So if you would like some additional podcast, virtual training, that is, we can do that online. You simply go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, and this information is also on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But when you go to higherlearningnetwork.org, you will see, click on resources, and you'll get a chance to see what is available there for you to fill out that form, actually, and it'll ask you all the questions that you need to answer to help you move forward. You can always call us on the hotline at 312-409-6619, or you can always email us, Zelda@higherlearningnetwork.org. Now let's get back to the last few minutes of this show. We are very grateful. For those of you who are calling in this morning, let's take some more calls. 312-882. You are live on the Female Solution. What's your name and what's your question or comment as it relates to Indigenous People Day? Truth Revealed. Hi, who's this?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Minister Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois. And assalamu alaikum. Wayon ya shalom. How you doing, brother? Yes, sir.
Peace
brother
be with
Abdul.
You, too, brother. Peace be with you.
Yes, sir. Brother Lionel Abdul is a wise man. Thank God for the Female Solution, and you too, Elder. I just want to add this right quick. You know, first of all, thank God for the Indigenous people in Chicago, America, and the world. And this is showing you that I am a Cherokee. So I love being an Indigenous human being. And brother and sister, you know, numbers don't lie. You know, people lie. Black people, white, red, brown, and yellow people. They lie all the time, every day, and that's what y'all are dealing with. Even myself has been a part of being a part of the guilty. But fun. Brother, I come up with acronym for fun is funk, universal nations, and that is all the nations. I'd like to invite you to the Million Man Mind, Brother Adal, Abdul Haq, and brothers and sisters.
Brother Abdul, yes.
That means the servant of Allah. Is that right, brother?
Yes, sir.
Abdul, servant of Allah.
Servant of truth.
Well, we are
servant of truth and reality.
Yes, sir, servant of truth. Well, we love the truth because you said it too earlier. You should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So I want you to call me at 312-882-5935. And,
thank you so much, Minister Robert Floyd Flump. I will personally give him your information so that you two can connect, because that's how he likes to connect. He likes to talk to people. He doesn't want to do the phone, the internet, all this craziness that is going on here. If you like to comment, we'd love to hear what you have to say too, as well on our Facebook and YouTube pages. The sun is in my face; I can't see. Correction: viruses don't invade the body. Viata's Tiny House Village says they are part of the body. Did you know that? They visit us when we exist in this amazing ecosystem. Thank you so much for sharing that, Viata. In Florida. Well, thank you for sending us some sun today, because we desperately need it. It's down in the 40s today. It's cold. You see the sun shining. I'm not even closing the blind today. I want some of this sun. Just bathe me. But as we are being bathed here in the truth today of all that we have been told that is for our best interest, it is not for our best interest. And I'm so grateful to have a brother, Lionel Abdul Haq, on the line so that he can continue sharing the information that we need to know to help us get us to where we need to be on the planet. Go ahead, Lionel.
I would like to reflect back on what the sister was saying about the problem with the immigrants and people coming from other countries to the,
yes,
the America, to the American dream, the idea of being free and all that,
yes,
and making all kind of money in America. I'm really concerned about how it is that so many people, so few people have so much. And I mean so much that they can't even use it. The money that's coming from these lottery games and the different games of sports betting and all that. The money that these people are, even the teams themselves are owned by a handful of people who get the lion's share of the revenue from all of these sporting events, baseball, basketball, football, hockey. I mean, these are owned by a small group of people who generate millions of dollars. And in the light of all the problems that are suffering, the people are suffering all over the world, in Africa and other parts of the world, where these corporations that these people invest their money in are going to increase those investments by exploiting the land and driving people off their land, even doing things to turn the government into a puppet government and then oppressing the people and driving the people out. Why don't these people invest in these problems? Why don't they give some of their money to these issues to solve the suffering of millions of people? You don't hear about that. We never evaluate the reality that these people are greedy. They have no real concern for humanity, and they do little or nothing to demonstrate any human concern for the suffering in the world. That's a problem. We should stop. They, from my perspective, that they don't deserve any more of our support when they're not doing anything to help, realistically, the many problems that are being created as a result of their investments. So we have to get real, as the young people say.
Yes.
These people are not our friends. The people who we're making rich off the gambling adventures are using that money to further exploit and degenerate human life, the quality of human life. And we need to stop continuing to support that mess.
It is 8:45. Time to get those last calls in. Thank you for that observation, because it won't happen until we decide to make it happen, until we,
It's one of the things I love about Michael Jackson. He started that We Are the World thing.
Yes.
Him and Lionel Richie. And I don't know why we ain't doing more of that. I don't know why they're not doing more. Not just to have a concert. They each should put in some money in addition to giving the concert and giving the money. They should all these rich people should be ashamed of themselves that they would have so much and give so little.
Well, when you're taught that from birth, to get and not give, that's how you react. That's what you do. Because you haven't been taught to think outside of that box. Yes, Ziada says, yes, we have a greed problem. Gimme, 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 gimme. More, 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 more. Never enough. You look at the storage spaces that are opening up everywhere. It's like, okay, so we got some new stuff. We don't need that anymore. I mean, we like our new stuff, but we don't need the old stuff, so let's go put it in storage. You're never going to use it. Give it away to somebody who could use it. Why are you paying for storage for stuff you're never going to use? I mean, for years. I have a girlfriend. Oh, Lord, I don't want to put anybody's business in the street, but some of us are paying $200-$300 a month for storage for things that you're probably not going to use. You might want to rethink that. I'm just saying. So I just thought I'd share that. Yeah, greed is a big problem in the U.S. because that's what they teach us, and that's how we perform, so to speak, for lack of a better word. Let's try to get a last call in here. 312, did I just disconnect you? I am so sorry. 312, call back. 773-977, you're live on The Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Good morning to all. And I just thank God for this call. This subject today was sent to all of us from heaven. And I believe that, Abdul, I just like to know, since we know of the greed and the lack of concern that they have for humanity and for our society, what do we do?
I would suggest we stop supporting it. It's just like a boycott. I mean, we also wanted to talk about the labor movement that's going on, these strikes that are going on, where people are collectively bargaining against corporate owners to give them a bigger share of the profits, profits that they are given, lumping millions of dollars in bonuses to the CEOs of corporations, but the workers are not getting the benefit of the profits. And this is fundamental to the idea of who's superior. The idea that they deserve that much, the individual corporate CEO, as opposed to splitting that wealth with the workers. That's not justice. It's only based on the same idea that it's the rich who have the value and the workers are just like mules. Just give them enough to keep them fed and keep them strong so they can pull some more weight. I'll take our riches back and forth from to the market and back to the bank. I mean, we got it all messed up, and we can do better. If we want to be better ourselves, we have to do better, and we have to demand better of those who we give our support to.
Yes. So that's one way, Lois. Stop
supporting.
Well,
I thank you for that, but I've learned that the banks are being protected of their corruption through the court system, as well as the fact that there's been quite a few fraudulent foreclosures taking place, and our attorney general is the one who's been involved with it, with the judges in the courts. And this has been going on, and no one's really doing anything about it. I mean, these are documents that's all over the world. You know, everything is on, you can pull it up on the screen, in other words. You know, you get on the computer, and these dockets can be found. And we people, I guess we just don't know what to do. I just feel that we're all in the whale's mouth. And like Jonah, we have to wait for that time to do something, but we need to do something. And I agree with you.
We need to get real. We need to stop being so foolish. We need to stop being so foolish. Stop devoting so much time and energy to foolish things. The sport and play that we indulge in is really childish. It reflects a childish mentality on the part of the masses of people. And we have to grow up. We have to get real. This Halloween thing that's coming up, we need to discard this foolishness. We need to disdain for the children. This is feeding our children wickedness and foolishness. Wickedness and foolishness. We can't continue to do that in the name of just fun, fun, fun. Evil is evil. Wickedness is wickedness. You cannot celebrate evil and think you're doing something good.
Mm-hmm. That's not how it works. We've been made to believe in fun
so much that we think we can do evil for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And not have consequences.
So I hope that answers, ma'am. We can't support. And support means the money that you spend, the voice that you bring. So if we want to see something different, we got to do something outrageous. We can't do something different. We got to do something outrageous. Stop supporting them. Stop sending your kids out for trick or treat. Because you're the trick. No, the trick is, you know what I mean. It's going to be all right.
Because the more people think about things and the more difficult things become, the more mm-hmm. you're going to have to start thinking. I mean,
absolutely.
But unfortunately, if you're already in a state of mind of a child, when things get bad, there's only so much a child can respond to on a level of thinking. Once you're in a childish mindset, you're going to still react like a child. And children get angry, they throw temper tantrums, they become destructive. And that is where we have to guard against. We have to grow up, mean we have to exercise some mature, conscious behavior. And we have to get our childish and foolish impulses under some control, which is why it's important that we sincerely pray and ask for help.
And Viata's Tiny House Village says, and many are using their garage to store their stuff for years. Yeah, because we've got an abundance of everything. We've got a little bit too much. We've been trained from birth to shop till you drop, and that's why our credit is in the red, because we've been shopping till we drop it, and now we have nothing. We have a lot of credit card debt, I should say. We've only got five more minutes. Let's get these last calls. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. 706-202. I do believe that is Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. Grand Rising, Baba.
Well, Grand Rising, Sister Zelda, and to your brother speaking. The thing that I'm seeing here, and I'm up in Illinois. I'm at my mom's. I came up here to take her to the festival. Yeah, and the thing that I'm seeing is now October the 31st to December the 31st is the death of the Gregorian calendar. It's their way of implementing, and then the next holiday will be Turkey Day of the massacre of the people here on Turtle Island. And so what we're doing is we're celebrating destruction of your credibility, like you said, credit card debt. You become a debt slave again. So what we're looking at, and the brother's correct, in that we have to think through, what is all of this doing for us and to us?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's benefiting those that profit from it, and we are the ones that suffer in it. So
yes,
we've got to change this paradigm, because this is a new day. We're talking about leaving the third dimension, and we're in the fourth and the fifth dimension, but we're still hanging on to the shackles. We got to let go of the apron string and figure out how do we stand on our own two feet and get them off of our backs.
Mm.
Because as long as we're bent over, they're going to ride it.
Ooh.
So the part for us is to overstand is that how do we sit here and talk about all of these people coming up into Chicago as being immigrants, and none of their ancestors were invaders. They were all born on this side of the Western Hemisphere, and they're just entitled as we are. It's the invaders is putting this lie and saying that these are immigrants when they came in on boats. How are we going to keep taking this story that is not truth? And today of all days that they say that Columbus was to discover, no, he came in and he went into the West Indies down into what we call Haiti and massacred the Taino people and took back to the Queen of Spain. And, you know, we've got to know their story that's taught to us, but what is our story? Because we have...
Well, you know, we have to really begin to focus on the human story. The human history includes all of us. And the idea of being better than and superior to has been a major factor in the division and the myth of man's inhumanity to man that have caused all these problems. So we have to get real in the sense that we know we've been misled, and we have to start to separate the truth from the bullshit, the BS. We have to separate that which elevates one group above another,
and eliminate that idea
of being better than and superior to is at the root of the problem.
Right, and I'm in total agreement with you, because I've always heard half truth is a whole lie.
All right.
Half truth is a whole lie.
So you all to hold on for just a moment. We're going to go into the after show. So I've got to play this greeting so we can say goodbye to all of our viewers and listeners. But stay close. If you're on the switchboard, press 1 right now, because we are going to do an after show. But hope to be right back. Lionel, I can put your contact information up, so just hold on.
The Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Chuck Rillery impression there. And for those of you who are watching, Lionel Abdul Haq contact information is on the screen. Lionel, 773-642-1453. Did I get that right, Lionel? You want to give us a closing comment? And feel free to stay for the after show. Did I just lose him? Lionel, I think may have lost you. I did. Okay. Naima Latif, you have his information there. Feel free to contact him. He prefers to talk as opposed to all this social media stuff. He would rather you call him. 773-642-1453. He would love to hear from you. Thank you so much, Lionel. I hate you hung up before you say goodbye, but that's life. So let us continue with the after show with Naima Latif. And feel free to post your comments here on the switchboard, online at Higher Learning TV Show, and on Facebook and YouTube. Alrighty. Okay, let's complete this conversation. I forgot to mention, go ahead, Naima, on AirEverywhere.com. Naima Latif, executive producer, and I'm trying to find out a way how to get this sun out of, I'm loving it, but I can't see the screen.
It's definitely very bright.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was listening to Lionel as he was teaching us to ask the Creator for help. And I thought about, I don't know how many of our audience, as they were taught school, what they're doing while they're trying to teach a class. But Earth is a school where we learn how to master our emotions so that we may learn how to create heaven on Earth as it is to be, simply by cooperating with each other and operating as human beings. That's what this school is about. So if you have ever taught school, a third grade teacher, you're trying to teach your class multiplication tables. So you demonstrate it on the board and, you know, whatever device they have to see what you're doing. So you say you're trying to teach them basic math problems, 3 times 5. And so you demonstrate, okay, if I have 5 groups of 3, I'll get 15. If I have 3 groups of 5, I'll get 15. And you're showing them, you're demonstrating, you're explaining how it works. And then you give them a basic test to see if they can get the answers to these problems. Now, if the students have been paying attention and if they grasp the concept and how it works, then they can figure out the answers to the problem. Now, if the student raised their hand and said, well, can you help me? Can you come and put the answers on my paper so that I can get an A? Well, no, I'm not going to do that. That's not helping you. I'm not going to do this for you because your purpose of being in this class is for you to learn how to do it yourself. So those of us who are thinking that the way the Creator is to solve this problem is to fix this, that's not what this Earth experience is about. It's for us to figure out how to do what we already have been demonstrated on how to do, so that we can create the heaven that Earth was meant to be. And how many spiritual teachers have we had that have walked among us that have demonstrated how it works? And it doesn't matter which wisdom teacher you follow. It doesn't matter what your religion is that was created from that wisdom teacher's example. Whether you follow the one we know as Jesus, or whether you follow the prophet Muhammad, whether you follow the teachings passed down and the teachings of Moses, whether you follow the Buddha, whether you follow any other spiritual teacher, they demonstrated and cooperation and patience while those principles work to create heaven on earth, where everyone is considered as valuable and important to the soul, where the human needs are addressed and taken care of, so that everyone lives comfortably and without suffering. They've demonstrated how it works. So all we have to do is follow the example, and this is what will solve the problem. We're not going to have someone come and fix the problem. Our job is to fix the problem. That's why we were here. So now for those who get it, many of us, as was mentioned, you know, those who are communicators, those who are wild helping the homeless, the indigent, those who are counseling people, those who are providing services, those who are sharing their resources, their property, their food, their talents, they're doing things. So for those who don't get it, those who are still, as Brother Lionel was explaining, those who are still stuck on trying to be better than somebody or take what other people have, those who still don't understand, got to see a demonstration for those of us who do understand, so they can learn. Just like if you ask one of your pupils who gets the math problem, they understand the concept of multiplication. You ask them to come to the board and demonstrate a problem. They can come and show how to do it for those who still don't understand. Okay, the problem is three times five. All right, well, let me show you, you know, three circles, and I'm doing five rows of three circles. Now, let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So what is 3 times 5 is 15. I've demonstrated how it works. So this is what those of us who understand the spiritual principles of love must do, is demonstrate how to put it in action. Share your things with people who don't have. Like you do every week with the homeless. You're bringing them what they need because they don't have things, because they don't have shelter to store their things. They don't have a place to stay warm. They don't have clothing, don't have food. Sharing what you have, helping others share, that's what we do. So rather than us get frustrated, oh, the government's not doing anything for these migrants. Oh, the government's not doing anything for the common homeless. Not the government's not. Well, the government might be made up of people who don't get it. For those of us who do have the power to demonstrate, this is how you help a person in. And didn't the woman know that Jesus gave us that famous story about the Good Samaritan? We all know the story even if we're not Christians. The guy who was beat up and left on the road, but then when he walked past, let him just sit there and lay and suffer. But another guy who wasn't even part of his community or anything, he took him to an inn, paid his way, you know, helped him get shelter so he could recover and, you know, paid the bill for him. He helped him. So this is the demonstration. This is what you do. So now there are going to be those of us who argue about whose fault it is. Those people are here. They're invading our communities and they need to go back. It's a whole lot of, you know, the previous sources, there's a lot of reasons why this happens. The people who understand the spiritual principles that we're supposed to be here to learn will do what is necessary. There are multiple ways of addressing this issue. Those who are elected officials will understand that their purpose is to get to the root of the political turmoil, the economic crisis that caused people to flee their future and help resolve it. And if for those people who missed the Saturday morning forum at Rainbow Kush, they did a wonderful tribute to Reverend Jackson's birthday this evening. But also Congressman Jonathan Jackson spoke, as well as our mayor, Brandon Johnson, really give me some insight about the politics behind it. It's more than just, you know, people losing their country and coming here and trying to figure out stuff. It's been made so uncomfortable for them. The United States is partially responsible for their problem and a lot of other problems. But as this guest said earlier, the underlying problem is always greed. Trying to take what other people have, destabilizing their governments, destabilizing their economy, so the people can't live there, because when you destroy someone's economy, then crime arises because people start feeling fearful that they can't receive what they need to survive. So they start taking from others. They start forcibly taking from others. They start creating criminal activities. You know, mothers and children can't raise their children in an unsafe environment. So they disappear. And that's what we're seeing, a mass exodus of people from a place that has been made unstable, largely by the policies of the United States. Let's point the finger where it belongs, but then also when it comes to solutions, let's point the finger back at us. Because you can't make people have a consciousness they don't have. You can only demonstrate the consciousness that you do have. You can't make people who are not terrorists share their things. You got a lot of empty buildings. You can't make those people who own those buildings have a generosity that's not in their heart. But you can share your auditorium with someone, whether it's someone you know, family member that's having difficulty, or a friend that's having difficulty, or a complete stranger, depending on how much you trust your instincts to help a stranger that you don't know. But you have something that you can share, even though someone else who has more than you might be able to share more, but they don't have the heart to do. So rather than frustrate yourself trying to make them share what they don't have the heart to share, share what you do have the heart to share. That is helping the problem. And demonstrating for those who haven't figured it out how to fix the problem. We all have the power to do that. So we can create the heaven that earth was meant to be by following the teaching we've already received and had demonstrated to us over and over and over again. Our Creator is not going to come and write down the answers on our paper so we can pass the test. This problem is not going to be fixed by anyone other than us. Our dear leader, Reverend Jesse Jackson, has always said this thing: no one is going to save us from us, for us,
but us.
This is a human family problem we have to solve. This is the first thing that we need to learn how to solve this problem. How? To work together as a collective to make sure everyone has what they need and everyone is comfortable. Because the earth has enough for everybody. We just need to learn how to share. That's all. It's so simple. But not everybody does. So those of us who get it have to demonstrate to those who don't.
So how do we demonstrate?
You're already doing it. You do it every week with the homeless. Our brother Andrew shared the pies that was given him, shared with him, he shared with us, he shared with the homeless.
Bless his heart.
So, you know, all of us who participate in some level of relieving the stress of those who have been forced into unpleasant circumstances, we're all part of the solution in whatever capacity we can use. One person doing something can motivate someone else to do something. And no one has power over you unless you give it to them. So it doesn't matter what people think, say, or do to you. They can't change the reality of who you are. We give a lot of energy to people who might have discriminatory attitudes or, you know, racial injustice in their attitudes, meanness in their heart. Why are we giving that our attention instead of giving attention to those who are demonstrating the way we should behave and then ourselves demonstrating the way we should behave? And one thing I would say about anybody who is taking time to point out a difference in a religious view, it's taking out valuable time that we could be using to demonstrate what the essence of every belief is, and that is no. And no matter what faith you follow, whether you are a Buddhist, a Christian, a Hindu, a Muslim, a Jewish person, no matter what faith you follow, you're going to manifest what's in your heart. So if you have a loving heart, you're going to be a loving Jewish person. You're going to be a loving Hindu. You're going to be a loving Buddhist. You're going to be a loving Christian. If that's what's in your heart. But I, to be honest, a lot of religious people are hypocritical. Yeah, because that's what's in their heart. So it doesn't matter what religion. prison they claim, they're going to show us meanness, selfishness, cruelty. You're going to show us in your heart. Every act is an act of self-definition. So if I'm rude to somebody, I have defined myself as a person who is rude. That is how I define myself. If I'm kind to you, I'm respectful, I'm generous, I'm defining myself as a person who's kind, respectful, and generous. So what do you want to define yourself as? That's how you behave. I don't care what your label is. You can call yourself a Muslim, you call yourself an Indian, you call yourself a Buddhist. It doesn't matter what label you call yourself. Your actions define what you really want. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time castigating somebody who has chosen to define themselves as mean-spirited or rude or selfish. That's how they have chosen to define themselves. Let them do that. I'm going to define myself. Someone who is kind. Someone who is generous. Someone who is compassionate. Because that's what I choose to be. And whether the label I wear is Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Hindu, it doesn't matter. What matters is the way I treat people. Because that's who I am. Mm-hmm. If we really want to change the situation that exists, then let us unite with people with light hearts. People who have chosen to define themselves as loving. Don't look at the color. Don't look at the country. Don't look at the religious label. Don't even look at the language. Because whether I'm speaking Spanish or English or French or Cree or Yoruba or Arabic, it doesn't matter. What matters is the state of my heart. And if I can unite with people of like heart, we'll discover that there are more of us who are loving and kind and generous and compassionate than there are people who are mean-spirited and selfish. And when our actions demonstrate to those who don't know me better how to create the energy we all want to experience, then that is what will help them understand. Just like that student that demonstrates how to work that math problem. If you demonstrate it, then they can understand it. And then they can end it. That's why we're here.
And I'm so glad you said that, Naima, because someone texted me and asked me, why are you showing that on your blog, on your show, helping the immigrants? Because it is the humane thing to do. Those people didn't ask to come here, just like we didn't ask to come here. We were brought here involuntarily. Our ancestors were. So let me give you a little bit of history here.
Is my mic open?
Yes, your mic is open, Baba Kwame. Go right ahead.
No, go ahead. You said you was going to share some history.
Well, the history of humanity has not been kind to us, and we as a collective consciousness can change that because we have the power within us that our ancestors maybe didn't have or were afraid to express it. So it is our responsibility to be humane to the humans that we come in contact with. We don't have to know them. We don't even have to like them. But as a human being, from my heart to your heart, it is our responsibility to be kind to each other. And history does not teach us that. History teaches us wickedness. But now that you know better, you can do better because you have a choice. Whether they say you should or should not do it, that is your choice. And I ask you to make a choice and to get out of your head and to move with your heart. And you will see how your life will change. And you'll be volunteering all over the place for anything and everything just so that you can show some humane treatment for those who are in need of it. Now, picture yourself. If you were sent to another country, you don't know nobody, you have no family, and the family that you knew is in another city, how would you feel? Answer that question. Feel free to type it in the comments on our YouTube and Facebook page. Or just think about it. Just let that absorb. Just take a moment for that, to let that sink in. How would you feel? And would you want anyone else to feel that same feeling? If you're humane, probably not. You want to share. And
well,
if you're
always a time in our lives that we go through difficulty, and we have to rely on the benevolence of a stranger.
Yes.
Whether you're in the city and you're lost, or you go through a tragedy, your house burns down, and you have no place to stay. All of us go through things so that we can experience what it's like having to depend on the kindness of a stranger, so that we can experience gratitude also. Sometimes in our lives, we've perhaps had abundance, we've had good fortune, we have enough that we can share with them, and we're given the opportunity to do so. So if we choose to help someone, we receive more benefits than we ever could have imagined. If we've ever had the experience of giving to someone, first of all, the feeling that you get that you've made a difference in someone's life.
Girl, you better say that. You better say that.
And then all kinds of good fortune happens to you as a result of helping somebody. So we have an opportunity to experience both sides of the situation so that we can understand. And like you just said, how would you feel if circumstances happened whereby you had to be someplace and you didn't know anybody, didn't have any family, didn't even speak the language of most of the people?
Mm-mm.
How would you feel? And I've been in that situation. I was lost. I think I told this story. I was lost in China at night.
With no lights on the street?
No lights on the street. Walking down a dark street. It looked like the west side of Chicago. I had to depend on the kindness of strangers, and I came across this couple who, I guess, their electronics shop was open late at night, and they tried to help me get to where I was going. I couldn't find my hotel room, and finally the owner, he motioned me to get on his motorbike, he had a little motorbike, and I had my suitcase, held on to him, he had the motorbike, and he was whizzing down the street, and he drove me to my hotel room. This man did not know me. I didn't know him, but he was extending his kindness as a stranger to help me get to my hotel room in the middle of the night. Of course, I'm obviously, not Chinese-born. So he's helping a total stranger, didn't look the same, didn't speak the same language, all of that. And he reached out to help me.
Mm-hmm. And could have taken you anywhere. Could have taken you to a brothel. He could have taken you somewhere where you got robbed, raped, murdered, any of that.
An alley someplace. It was a bunch of dark alleys.
But he did not do that.
And so you have to learn to live by your instinct, your intuition, because that is the heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul communication, all living things. When you live that way, breaks the prejudice of color and all the other visual things, then you really know whether or not you can trust somebody, because we always communicate.
Always, always, always. Go ahead.
That is a universal communication. Having that experience, and this is why we take the time to say thank you to our global audience every show. If you don't know any other word in another language, you didn't know how to say thank you.
Thank you.
Non gracias. To the Spanish-speaking people. Because you might have to have a Spanish-speaking person help you out one day.
Hello, let me tell you, I'm coming out of McDonald's the other day, and I'm not an advocate of at McDonald's, but I'm sorry, I wanted me some sweet tea. I had to go get me some sweet tea. I'm pulling out the driveway. Excuse me. And I see this young man with a child from Venezuela. I see him all the time, so I know what they look like. And he walked up to me, and he was, like, putting food in his mouth and gesturing like he wanted some food to eat. And I had tea, and I had just bought, I had some singles. And I said, my ego was like, you don't need to give another dollar to nobody. That's my ego. But my heart said, I cannot stand to see somebody hungry because I know what that feels like. And I gave it to him. And it felt so good. And it doesn't always have to be money. A lot of times people are hungry. I go when I go to the store sometimes just to get an extra hamburger and fries, and just because I know I'm going to see somebody hungry somewhere. It's just a fact of life. And the fact that you can make a difference in the outcome of somebody's life, even for only an hour, to keep them full for an hour, you have done your job as a human being from one human heart to the next heart. And you don't know who that person is. We see it on YouTube and TV all the time, how people give money to people, and then they turn around and give them $500. You weren't expecting that. I don't expect it, but if it happens, it happens. So you just you know, you're setting a precedence for those who come behind you to do better than what you're doing. Go ahead, Baba Kwame.
Yeah, and assalamu alaikum to my sister Naima. And you also. The part that I'm hearing is that all of those people that we're calling immigrants came up from this Western Hemisphere. And what we're seeing is that what happened in their country for them to not have the resources to sustain themselves before their countries were invaded. See, this is what has happened is that we go into other people's land and we began to take out their resources and change their culture. And then when they are left after they've made their profitability, they will leave them in worse than what they came in, what they were when they came in. And so now when these people have to come and come to the place where that came in and changed their culture, now we want to have an uproar. But why did we go into that? Venezuela was doing all of those countries down there, Venezuela, you know, Colombia, Peru, all of those were doing good in their own cultural way and their resources. We invaded and came in and started taking their coca plants and bringing chemicals and making cocaine out of it and changed their government and changed their culture. And this is what we are getting for the result of what we've done by going in someone else's home and changing everything in it and then leave their home in a wreck and expect them to be able to survive.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end result of going into other people's homes and doing damage and then expecting them to recover after you've taken everything that they had in their country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is exactly, and this is why people have to know, and thank you so much for exposing this so that we understand the root of the problem. And I urge you to, if they didn't see the freedom on the forum, go to rainbowfish.org and watch this past Saturday forum. It was really the breakdown that Congressman Jonathan Jackson did of what happened and how this mess we're in came to be. We need to know so that when our elected officials are creating policies that affect other nations, we can step in, we can advise, we can send emails, we can make phone calls, we can say, look, we didn't send you to Congress or the State House or the City Council to hurt you. This is not a policy that's going to help in the long run, and we're going to see the damage in our own country, in our own neighborhood. Because we're one world. We're one world. We're not separate parts. We are one world, and if you hurt somebody somewhere else, it's going to come back on you. You reap what you sow. So this is what's happening. And temporary profit for a few people ends up being devastation for the mass. So we need to know so that we can make different choices. And sometimes we have to make different choices of elected officials if they don't get it, if they don't have the heart repeated anywhere else. So I definitely believe that this is a situation that is resolvable. And in order for us to create the solution, we have to first see it. Just like anything else, creation starts with thought. We have to see it resolved. We have to see the homeless people who are currently unhoused people. We have to see them in safe shelters where they're living in dignity. We have to see the immigrants being able to return to their country and return to a way of life that is empowering for them and see their families safe and secure. We need to see a cooperation between residents so that they can get through this crisis and resolve it. We need to see that in our eyes, in our minds, and then we can manifest it. We have to stop repeating whatever the thing is that people are claiming, whether it's devastation, trying to pit people against each other, trying to create more crimes, they can build more prisons and make more money. We have to stop seeing that as the end. Even though that might be the intention, we have to stop seeing it as inevitable because it is not. The end is whatever we choose to look in. So we have to see the end that we want to manifest so that we can then follow up with the actions that will create the desired outcome. We have to see it as it is. That's how you create.
And Baba, would you like to give us a closing thought? Okay, maybe he muted himself or he's taking care of Mom. I forgot he said he would be in Illinois, Baba Kwame Sunhorse. And I wanted to show our, viewing audience, listening audience, too, to go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, because this is one of the wonderful ways in which you can make a difference, and that is by simply clicking on the link that is provided. When you go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, when you scroll up, you will see how you can help with one click. This is the nonprofit organization for great nonprofits. We would like to ask you to write a review. So when you go to the blog, you simply click on, scroll down. It says how you can help with one click. You see the HLN logo. You simply click on it where it says great nonprofit reviews and write your review. What do you think about the work that we're doing? So that's all we ask you to do. And we know that you can do that. So please go there and write us. And let me say, always speak in the affirmative. Thank you for going there and writing something about the Higher Learning Network and the work that we do in the community, not only for the homeless, but for the work that we do with the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest and the podcasting course that we're teaching at the Betty Shabazz International Charter School. That information is on the blog as well. All you have to do is scroll down, and I promise you, you will see it. Because now, Naima, we have been blessed with the opportunity to teach not only the students, but the parents as well. Everybody wants to know how to do a podcast. So go to higherlearningnetwork.org. It's on the blog, but when you go to higherlearningnetwork.org and you scroll down, you go over to resources, you will see this, professional podcast training. Now, not everybody out there has the experience that my fellow journalist, Naima Latif, and I have both been working in broadcasting for over 30-plus years, and we know a few tricks of the trade from radio and TV that others don't know, and we can show you how to do that, how to build your audience, how to start first. There's a lot of technical stuff we got to get out of the way before we even get to marketing. So go to higherlearningnetwork.org, click on resources, and you'll be glad you did. Okay, Naya, you want to give us a final thought? Ooh, it's 9:34.
Be the change you want to see. We hear that said all the time, but that is the answer. And we will see a great manifestation of love, kindness, of community, of sharing, We're going to make great friends of those who are, as you said, forced to come to a place that they didn't want to be. And we're going to have an opportunity to demonstrate compassion, love, and human kindness to the strangers in our midst. And when we demonstrate that, they will have that spirit to take back with them and manifest it in their own country. So this is, you know, what looks to be a tragedy is actually our Creator's way of spreading the love.
And you have the power to make a difference in your thoughts, in your actions, and in your heart. So just ask you to operate from love today, to listen to your heart, and do that deep breathing, baby, because it will make a difference in your life, I promise you. As we leave you, be sure and go to higherlearningnetwork.org and click on resources so you can get that information if you want to start a professional podcast. We will see you back here tomorrow morning with Jody Susan, Susan Essentials. And from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we will see you then. And we hope on Wednesday, what's the show on Wednesday?
Well, of course, Wednesday we will be with our co-host, Celine. And we'll feature another person who had that amazing experience of heavenly culture, world peace, restoration of light in full Southwest, and is taking that inspiration back to his country. We invite you to join us because we want to continue to share that experience that was so profound and let us know that it all begins with us.
And it all begins with you. So thank you so very much for being a part of our day. You've made the best part of my day, waking up with you right here on The Female Solution. We invite you to come back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're on 7 days a week. Saturdays, 12 noon until 2 p.m., and Sunday evening with Beata, Soul Purpose Healing. And as you can see from this morning, she was on her tiny house village. Yes. And in the words of Dr. Maya Angelou, before you face the day, face the spirit that is within you that will always guard you, guide you, and protect you. So just know that you are always divinely guarded and protected. And thank you so much for being here with us. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned to tomorrow morning. You'll be glad you did. I promise you that.
Love you on Windy City Live. Yes, we do. Tell us, how did all this happen?